Mitzichas Haran, Eish Chaf Dalet, Page Chaf from the brownish, yellowish, orange one. Eish Chaf Dalet. It's very hard. The Inyan is a very, very big Inyan. Look, each one of these Sikhs could take us a long time to work through and spend time on, be done properly. Each one is the Yisoid, and Avodas Hashem and Chassidus. And we'll try to learn it, and I hope some of you have some ideas that could help me out on it. It's not pushed. We'll try to fill in with some other things in the Svarma Kedoshim a little bit to help us. Ma'ilas ha'zoi chalitin ma'ilas l'tzadiki emes. Yigidoy l'v'yikar ma'oid ma'oid. There's a great ma'ila. There's a tremendous schus for somebody who is able to give money to a true tzaddik. Mylus hazay chelit and mos the tzaddiki emes yigidol yikar ma'oid ma'oid. We understand that it's not a mile and it's not a schus to give stam money to a person. It's not a tzaddik. Rav Nachman's talking about the custom of going to a tzaddik and giving money with a cripple. To give money for pidyon nefesh, to give money to the tzaddik. And Menachem says it's a very great thing. Milas hazoy chelitin mos the tzaddik emes, a person who has the schus to give money to the tzaddik. Skadoy levyakar ma'oid ma'oid. The money the tzaddikim amitin used, the vast majority of the monies that they received, it was used to give to aniyim, to give to people, to give to others, and whatever percentage was needed for the support of the family, the tzaddik, to take care of the tzaddik's mishpacha. We're talking about tzaddiki emes. And Rabbi Nachum gives a mashal to explain this. The mashal Bench, it's a hard marshal. The marshal you'll understand, but the nimshal is hard. The marshal bench in Israchik Mi'aviv, many of the Mishalim begin with this. There's a marshal of the son and the father who are far away from each other. Marshal of bench in Israchik Mi'aviv, that they're far away. And the son has tremendous longing. Gagum gedolim ma'oid. He has tremendous gagum. He misses his father terribly. And the father also has tremendous gagum. He misses his son terribly. Liyomim nisyasha bedaitai ha'av leilach velisa lebenai. Came to a certain point where it was unbearable, and he made up his mind, the father made up his mind, that he's going to visit his son. And at that same time, the son, who couldn't take it anymore either, decided that he was going to go visit his father. Remember that this is before there was such a thing as Skyping, I said that right? Right? So there's the pre-Skyping, this must be thousands of years ago. There was no phones and no emails and nothing else, just seeing a person. Could you imagine? Actually, a live, living person, just to go see a person. So they were very far away, and each one made up in his mind, I have to go see my father, I have to go see my son. And they began. They're far away. And they began the journey, each one towards the other. Nizgadlu b'yoyser gagum shalhem. And the closer they were getting, the greater the gagum, the longing, the missing was more powerful as they got closer. V'yoholchem v'noysem zelaze, and they're traveling towards each other. Dahainu ha'ov l'habein. The father's traveling towards the son. L'habein l'ha'ov, and the son towards the father. Ad shenis karvu, until they were so close. V'lahoy b'nem kim shtei parsos levad. There are only two parses. Without getting into the measurements, let's just call it they were 2 miles apart. They were a short distance apart. They had gone the long distance to go see each other. Now they're only shtei parsos levad. Ve'heven ha'ov begodla gagum shelo, and the father knew that because of the great longing to see his son, shem yiniach atzmei leis nimshach archa gagum, that if he continues to think about it, if he continues to think about this excitement and the longing, then lo yilai koyach lizbal hagagum shel elo shtei parsos, he won't be able to bear the excitement and the longing over those 2 miles. B'chein haben haven gamkein shein lo oid koyach lizbal hagagum shel elo shtei parsos achvaynus, and the son also felt he was going to explode from the gagum for the last 2 miles. Could die from gagun. Each one made up in his mind. Not to think about it at all. Lahashlich legamrei kol gagun. To cast away. To not think about, to turn away completely. Because the gagum was so intense that the pasha couldn't continue with the journey. So each one decided, it was miyashiv atzmai, not to think about it. To distract them. Something else. Not to think about it. Ulahavir midaitan. Push it out of the brain. So there they are in that matzav, 2 miles apart. Each one is now thinking about something else, not each other. And what happens? An interesting thing. Besoich kach, while this is happening, besoich kach, ba echad im agola, all of a sudden the guy comes with an agola, with a wagon. And he grabs the boy, the son, chotaf es haben, vehevi'ay la'aviv b'mehiras gadol, and he put him onto the wagon and fast, he zoomed over, and in a minute, he brought him to his father. Kame tanug nifla v'otzum. An unbelievable, amazing tanud, joy, delight, and pleasure. Garm Zahi is this balagola, this wagon driver. Ah, what a gewaldige tanud that he was able to cause. Shehevi Saben Lahav, that he brought the son to his father when they weren't thinking about each other. Shahelam Gagun Ka'ela, because they had such gagun, such unbelievable longing. That's the marshal. No, the nimshal. V'chein had tzaddik shu ben la Hashem Yisbarach. And so the tzaddik in his relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. Father and the son. Tremendous gagun. U'machmas mosach hamavdil, and because of the distance that separates between heaven and earth, between that which is revealed and that which is hidden, between a human being and the infinite one, and all of the things of this world. There's a distance. from the tzaddik to his father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh ga'aguim kivyochel Hashem Yisbarach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel himself has ga'aguim, misses the tzaddik terribly, has a longing for the tzaddik. V'chein l'ha tzaddik. Lach zol eskar l'Hashem Yisbarach. And the tzaddik has ga'aguim, tremendous, tremendous ga'aguim, a longing to go back to his father. Tasha. U'besorich she'em eskarim zel azeh. And as they're drawing closer to each other, that could be a davening, whatever it is, but they're being miskarv, u'besorich she'em eskarim zel azeh. Ad she'egiyu smuchim zel azeh, till they're close to each other, Hashem and the tzaddik. Vein b'neim rak herchik ma'at kanal, there's only a little distance between them. Ve'hevinu l'shul gardel ha'gaguim. And they understood. He's speaking about the tzaddik and Hashem's Baruch. Shul gardel ha'gaguim, because of the great longing. E'ev shul lizbol old, oid. It's not, it's unbearable. E'ev shul lizbol oid. Ve'eskimu l'hashlich ha'gaguim hidaitam. And each one decided, we don't have to talk this way, each one decided, lahashlich al gaguim, right now, not to be focused on the gaguim, not to be focused on the on that longing, on that feeling. The tzaddik and kivyachal, Hashem is baruch. Ki hu is baruch amar. So Hashem is baruch kivyachal says, what, is the only thing I have to do in the universe is to handle with this tzaddik? Is to move towards this tzaddik? Haim ein lei rak esik zeh? Hello, yeish lei kam ev kam olamis. I have plenty of worlds. I'm busy. The Baruch gets busy, kivyachal. I have kam ev kam olamis. I have a lot of things to do. And Hashem is baruch kivyachal. Whatever that means. V'chen tzaddik omer b'daita. And the tzaddik says to himself, "V'chein le'rag zois." And is this all there is? Is haino gagum to think about how much I long to be connected to Hashem? Is that all there is? Halesh kamu of the sacherish and tzarich la'asas. There are things I have to take care of. Lamaisa, not to think so much. I have to take care of things. What? Tzitzis and tefillin, shamitzis. I have things to do. V'eskimu la'haver gagum midaitam. And they both decided not to think about the gagum. V'soich kach, all of a sudden, in this matzav, bo ish Yisraeli echad im agola, a yid shows up at the tzaddik's house, comes with his wagon, gets out of the wagon, v'hevi la tzaddik panosa. And he brings the tzaddik some panasa, some money. V'heigla tzaddik panasa, v'al yidei zeh, kervoi v'heviro elav yizbarach. And by bringing the tzaddik panasa, it's compared to the person who came on the wagon and brought the son, zoom, over to his father. How did the money bring the tzaddik first over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this state of not focusing and thinking about the gagum? How did the money do that? Ki tzaddik oichel osoy v'nafshay. The panos, of course, is what for the tzaddik to have something to eat. Panos. And the tzaddik is oichel osoy v'nafshay. And the tzaddik, when he eats, he doesn't eat like regular people, just to fress and to bury himself under a hot dog or a hamburger in this world. The tzaddik eats l'soy v'nafshay. He eats in order to serve Hashem. His whole life is only to serve Hashem. Zebechinus v'hizbiyah b'tzach tzoch es nafshecha. The soiver, the tzaddik is filled not with the food, he's filled with the sparkling lights of the soul, meaning the kum, the nitzaitzis, that which is in the food. The presence of Hashem is Baruch. V'nimza shehatzadik ha-godl ha-amiti comes out is that this great tzaddik, this true tzaddik, zoicha ayidei panasoso v'achilosoi, he zoicha through this Jew that came and gave him something to eat. He zoicha through that. L'b'chinas oirech ha-tzachtzachas, to these very pure lights that come through the eating of the tzaddik, that the tzaddik eats. And through these shining lights, nisbatel mosach hamavdil, the barrier between Hashem and the tzaddik is nisbatel, is broken through. And through that, the tzaddik is able to be reunited with Hashem's Baruch. Nimsa kama v'kama tanug. It comes out, what a gewaldige pleasure and tanug. Garam zahish, this person who came to the tzaddik and gave him a few dollars. The person who came to the tzaddik and gave him a gift, or gave him something to eat. Kama v'kama tanug, garam zahish, shahedi panosa la tzaddik amiti, who brought some panosa to the true tzaddik. That by doing that, he brought the tzaddik and Hashem's Baruch closer together. He brought them together. They were apart. He brought them together. It's pretty hard, no? I don't know. It's on so many levels. It's beyond anything that we could really relate to understand. It sounds like, I mean, I maybe have some ideas. It sounds like, I mean, there's no Perushim written on the Sichas Aran, but it sounds like that what Rabbi Nachman is saying is that the Tzaddik is in the midst of these Gagoim. The Tzaddik is filled with an unbelievable longing. He's being misboinen, thinking about how much he misses Hashem and how much he wants to be connected to Hashem, to be closer to Hashem. And the gagum are so unbearable. Again, people like us don't understand this at all. The gagum are so strong that he simply cannot continue living that way. He can't continue living. And we know that there were tzaddikim that in their state of dveikus, we know stories of tzaddikim, even things about Rav Kook, that in their state of dveikus, they were going to leave the world. The Rebbe Aburi Streliska, when he would go to Davin in the morning, he would say goodbye. He would get together with his wife and children. He would say goodbye to them. He wasn't sure if he'd be able to survive davening. We also feel like that sometimes. But for different reasons. Not for the same reason. Rav Uri Streliska would say goodbye. Like, I don't know if we're gonna see each other again in this world. I don't know. The sorrow from Streliska's davening. The gagum was, you know, from tzaddikim. Rav Kook would go into a dveikus that the family said that they were partially afraid he was going to die. They would have to shake him out of it and different things and to get him talking about something about somebody from the mishpacha, to start to yell in his ear to bring it back into the world. The times that he was just Isaac and Kabbalah in Yonah for a while and he was leaving the world and then he would go for the next month or two writing tshuvas and halacha back and forth like that. Many, many stories of the earlier tzaddikim, many stories like that, from the Tanya and others, Vespashas Agashmas, that they were leaving the world. It was unbearable. They were that close, and the gagum was so strong that to stay focused on that emotion, whatever that, on that feeling of longing, to stay focused on that was dangerous. They couldn't continue living in that way. And certainly can't continue living and functioning in the world. The tzaddik, hopefully, has a wife, has children, has students, a chassidim, has responsibilities to the tzibur, to the world, right? He has responsibilities. He has things, there are other things in the world that he has to take care of. And if he stays in this inyan of the gaguim, it would be so unbearable that he would not be able to be in the world. He wouldn't be able to function in the world. He wouldn't be part of the world. So the only Eitzah, there's no other Eitzah, is that he has to descend into the Olam HaAsiyah. That he has to take leave and not think about that longing that he has. And he has to go into the Olam HaAsiyah, into the Olam HaGashmi, into this world, to be Isaac with something in this world. And in this world, a person needs to have a parnasa. So Rabbi Nachman seems to be saying that the tzaddik descends into the world, and he distracts himself from that longing, so that he could be in the world in the Olam HaAsiyah. So then, what is the wagon driver over here who comes with the Jew comes off of the wagon and he brings the Rebbe something to eat? So I'm not really sure, but I think what Rabbi Nachman is saying is that so the tzaddik, in that state of being in the physical world, of taking leave of his longing, is brought some parnasa to keep him in the world. Some food is brought to him. Food is a davar gashmi. It's a physical act. But as Rabbi Nachman says, tzaddik is oichel l'soiva nafshai. But the tzaddik, when he eats, even though it's the most physical thing eating, but when the tzaddik is involved in that physical act, in of itself causes a dveikus d'Hashem, because the tzaddik doesn't eat to fill himself with this world, but he eats l'soiva nafshai. And that somehow, through that, the two parsos, those 2 miles, are quickly covered. That the 2 miles that separate between the tzaddik and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, using the marshal, of course, we're not talking about distances, but that separation is somehow, that separation is finished, is over, without the tzaddik dying and leaving the world. Were the tzaddik to stay focused on the gaguim, on the longing, he would have died. He couldn't remain in the guf. The body could no longer contain the longing. So there was no etzah, the tzaddik, for fear of death, and it's not the Ratzon Hashem. So the tzaddik had to distract, had to go away from that machshava. The tzaddik has to leave that thought. And the tzaddik leaves that thought, and he's busy seeing people. People come to talk to him. This one has a problem with a cow. This one has a problem with the parnasa, whatever. They come to talk to him about different problems. Doesn't feel well, and the tzaddik is oisik with yidden with all of their eitzes, and he's distracted talking about different things, so to speak. He's involved with the world, and the yid comes and gives the tzaddik parnasa, which means gives the tzaddik food. That's what the parnasa is, something to eat, something of this world. And Rabbi Nachman says, Nimsa kama v'kama tanu gor mezehi isha hevi panosu la tzadik amitish adezeh hu mevi mekabes the tzadik l'shem esbrochem. That by doing that, instead of the tzadik dying because of his dveikus d'Hashem, and in order that the tzadik not remain in that state of being distracted also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the tachas. The tachas is to get together. So he's brought this food, and when the tzaddik eats, that's compared to the wagon quickly taking the tzaddik to Hashem. Because the tzaddik's eating itself is like the Mizbech, it's like the Beis HaMikdash, it's like a Korban. In of itself, the Tzaddik Oichel is Soiv HaNafsha. So instead of the Tzaddik dying, instead of there being a separation between the body and the soul, the food that this Jew gives him keeps the body of the Tzaddik together with his soul, which is the Ratz Nasha. So that Dveikus can be achieved while being alive in this world, instead of, God forbid, dying. And the Tzaddik having Dveikus, because he's no longer alive, but his Neshama leaves the world. It's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is for the Tzaddik to be Mizdabek Hashem in the world. And that Dveikus in the world takes place through Tzaddik Oichel Esoy V'Nafshoy. So his body and his soul are kept intact. And therefore, by bringing to the tzaddik this money, this yid, this Jew, has facilitated the dveikus that takes place through the tzaddik eating, through the tzaddik's eating. That's the best I could do. And I don't know. So that's what it sounds like the words are talking about. Them. So the wagon drivers are the family and the chassidim and the others that force the tzaddik to remain in the world. That forced the tzaddik to be dovuk to Hashem, not by dying, Rebbe. We don't want you to die. We don't want you to leave. We want that love that you have for Hashem Yisbarach to be experienced by Alma in this world. And to keep the tzaddik in the world by bringing him parnasa. And then the tzaddik is oichel asay v'nafshay. And he eats in this world. And that follower, that chosid, that family member was the shadchan in a certain way between the tzaddik and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem wants that the tzaddik should be mizdabek to him with his body in this world through eating, through being with Jews, not through flying off and disappearing, which could have happened to the tzaddik. Which could have happened. There's a story that I've told 100 times. See, I'm sure you remember. That the Mittler Rebbe, the Baal Tanya's son, the Mittler Rebbe, would be to use any terms to describe the koiches of the Vekas, that the Mittler Rebbe, it was mamish not from this world, that he was ashamed of it, that even the Kedushas Levi was in this bowl from him. It's all Maisa by Chasna. The Kedushas Levi had unbelievable spirals in Mittler Rebbe. So he wasn't eating, and his Rebbetzin was worried about that. And he just wasn't paying attention to anything of this world. And the Rebbetzin made some soup, and the Rebbetzin gave it to the Shamus. I don't know the Shamus's name, whatever, Yankel, and said, Yankel, you take the soup to the Rebbe, and you make sure that he eats it. Remember, you make sure, it's your job. Yes, the Rebbetzin gave up, and she was hoping Yankel could do it. So the Rebbe is sitting at his table, and he's mamish in another world, he's in Dveikus. And Yankel brings out the soup, and he makes a whole speech, Yankel, about according to the Torah, about how eating and living, you know, he makes a whole speech, and with the Rebbetzin wants to, I could lose my job, you know, he makes a whole speech. And the Rebbe's like totally, totally, totally in a different place. So it says in the Sefer that the middle Rebbe's sitting with the spoon. He's sitting with the spoon, and he's like just moving the soup like this. And his head's like this. He's looking at the soup, and he's moving the spoon. A minute, 2 minutes. I mean, he's not in the world, and he's just looking at the soup and moving the spoon. And Yankel is getting nervous because the Rebbe's watching from the kitchen. Finally, Yankel can't take him. He screams out, "Rebbe, Rebbe!" And the Rebbe says, "If you're looking for the lokshen, it's at the bottom. You have to go all the way to the bottom. That's where the lokshen is. You're looking for the lokshen, yes." So the middle Rebbe smiled, and he said to him, "Nichamtani, you have comforted me. And he, and the Rebbe ate, he made a bracha, and he's oichlos ayvanavsha. He ate the soup. He says, the Bittler Rebbe could have died. The Rebbe was afraid. Whatever that was over there, of course, legabeinu, what it means is that that the good stuff, the lakshin, you have to dig for the lakshin, it's not on top. Bechlal in life, you know, if you're the type that thinks that the lakshin is going to float and come to that, it's not. The lakshin, you have to go for the lakshin, you have to dig deep to get the lakshin, and learning, and davening, and mitzvahs, and friendships, and marriage, and children, everything is the lakshin, you have to dig. But the rabbis and the shamas, they weren't in the higher ilmas. They saw in front of them the tzaddikis of the ilm, who had thousands upon thousands and thousands of people whose lives depended on the tzaddik being well. And how many neshamas at ein misper that depended upon the tzaddik eating. And tikkunim of neshamas, where they still could figure out who understands these things, but the inyan of a tzaddik eating. And he had no cheshek to eat. There was only the gagun for Hashem's bar. And Yankel came along, he brought out the soup, and he made it happen, and tzaddik oichel seifa nafshe. And that tikkun takes place in this world, of the tzaddik eating in such a way. I don't know, but it's hard to understand this mashal and nimshal. There are two pages you have in front of you. Some of them got crinkled. I don't know, something with the machine. I don't know what happened. Just the machine didn't understand it so much either. Started getting nervous. You have two pages. One says Agur the Pirker, and the other says Ayrach Letzadik. And it's very sweet because they're actually related. Agur the Pirker is the Bnei Sascha. Agur the Pirker is Bnei Sascha. And the Erech Letzadik is Rebbeleizer Lipa. It's the son of the Noam Elimelech. The Erech Letzadik is the son of the Noam Elimelech. They were Mishpacha. The mother of the Bnei Sascha was the Noam Elimelech's niece. Was Noam Elimelech's niece. The mother of Bnei Sascha was Mishpach. He was given the name. He was given the name Elimelech, but you know that the mother added on the name. The mother added the name Svi. The Noam Elimelech said just to give the name Elimelech. She couldn't have children for a whole mice. She was having children. There were children she had, but they were dying. And when she went to her uncle, she went to the Noam Elimelech, and the Noam Elimelech said that you'll have a child that's going to light up the whole world, and you should call him Elimelech. Everybody's very scared about it. He gives his own name. Well, nice, he died after the bris. The Noam Elimelech died after the bris. So in the end, she gave the name, because of Mishpacha, she gave the name Tzvi Elimelech. That's the Bnei Sascha. Hirsch Melech. Tzvi Elimelech. And when she came to tell the good news that she had the child and so on, so when she walked in, the Noam Elimelech already was upset and said to Mazel Tov, but he could have been an Elimelech, he could have been a Melech. He's going to be a big tzaddik, but a Melech he's not going to be anymore. As he says, it could have been, like he messed it up with the second name. He should have just left it as Elimelech. It wasn't much of a mess, you understand, the Bnei Sascha. But the Noam Elimelech had something there with his own name, and then afterwards he was Nifta. He wasn't able to be with Bris. It was a short time. He was Nifta. So the Agur the Pirke in Ois Zayin, on the right hand side, so the Bnei Sascha brings. It's important to use this as a time that we can take a few minutes to talk about the inyan of bringing money to the tzaddik, of bringing opinion to the tzaddik, which we know it's a very chashuv thing by the chassidim. And by the Svadish Tzadikim also. It's not just by the Talmid Baal Shem. B'nidoin Masha HaMinig Anog B'voi Ish Yisrael Al HaTzadik. The minig is that when a Jew comes to the Tzadik, Mavakish Mimenu Shiyispalol Ba'adoi, he comes to the Tzadik to ask the Tzadik to daven for him. Nois Noi Momen Ovezeh. He gives the Tzadik money for that. In the parentheses he writes, Nidvarm Goy B'Divei Azoyer Achilik Shben Pidyon V'Geula Ayin Zoyer Rekir Gracious Kamayimai Lo Azoyer and so on. It's already there's an Inyan in the Zohar Kodesh. The money that's brought is called a Pidyon together with a note. With a Kittel, the Pidyon means always the word like Pidyon Aben. Means an exchange. Right, that's your Pidyon. You pay for something. You give money. You give up money, and in exchange, you get something else. Zeh tachazeh. Like kaparis. Zeh tachazeh. Zeh tanagari alech lemisa, right? Vani ekonis l'chaim toiv maruchim ulashom. It's an exchange. It's called a pidyon. And he says just that we find that Nazarikiri talks about the chilik between Pidyon and Geula. That Pidyon always means, it means that there is an exchange. There is something that takes place to be mefayis, to appease through this exchange. We'll see afterwards. In the notes here, Tzvi Sefara, he brings from the other Svarma of Bnei Sasra, where he talks about some of these things. So we'll come back to that afterwards. But this Indian of bringing money to the Tzadik is not something that started with the Baal Shem Tov. V'hinei Matzasi b'drashas Aran. The Ran, in his drashas, Amar Masha Hichiach Yecheskel Menevua Es Neviyeh HaSheker, we find that Yecheskel Hanavi is admonishing, is giving Musa to the false prophets, to the Nevi'ah HaShaker, Hamisnabim Ba'ad Petitei Lechem, who were the false prophets were saying over Nevuas for money, for crumbs, meaning for money. They were getting paid. The Nevi'ah HaShaker were saying Nevi'ahs, and they were charging money. Like you have these Kabbalists that are advertising in the Jewish press. I'm not joking. And there's this Kabbalist, so-called Kabbalist, who Midbarer is a phony and a mushkas, a manuvel, unfortunately, was Midbarer, such a thing. But he was going with brochures. So we had people in the neighborhood that got hangachap by this guy with brochures. And he has secretaries, women in his office, a Kabbalist. Secretaries as women. Imagine the Baba Sali. Having an office with a fax machine to send over Rochus. Act now, $400. That's what he was charging this phony. He made a thing, he was making tikkunim in one of the, here in the neighborhood, made something, tikkunim, was advertising. So somebody called up, there's a yid that called up to find out what happens if I can have a tikkun for my soul if I give the $400 for some other tzedakah for a poor family. So the secretary said, no. She asked the rabbi, it's only if you give it to the tzaddik. Achmer tzaddik is a big, big tzaddik, this guy. The secretary is no what a big tzaddik he is by now. So an advertisement for a Kabbalist. So they're in the V.A. Sheker. It's not a new thing. This didn't just start recently that we had false these Mekubalim. It's an altamaisa. It's a sugi in Jewish history and Tanakh that there were false prophets and they would charge. They would charge for these Nevi'im would charge. Remember, in those days there were real Nevi'im. And it was a taiva, it was a Yetzirah. And these false prophets, they were good at it. They were good, like some of these phony Mekubalim also. They're good at it. they looked nice, and they put on a good show. They were good at it. And they could tell you things about your future and about your past, right? They could tell you what you thought about last night and who your friends are. And for some reason, they're never able to figure out your Social Security number. Because that would save a lot of trouble. They just go straight into all your accounts and your banks and empty everything out instead of you having to go 10 times. And so they were Nevi'ah Sheker, and they were getting paid for the Nevi'ahs. Hamisnab Bapitite Lechem. Navi Chesko was screaming about them. So the Bnei Sosa explains, not the Bnei, the Ran explains that what? He says, Zehoya Aminik Bavada Gam Navi Amis. The fact that they were bringing money or gifts, that's not Yechezkel's, that's not the problem. In other words, the fact is that it was the accepted custom of Jews always, that when you came to the Navi, you did not come empty-handed. What the Navi Yechezkel is screaming about is that these phonies, these quacks, that they're taking money from poor Jews. But every Jew knew that when you go to a Navi, that what? You bring something. You don't come empty-handed to a Navi. It was a davar pashut. The Navi Yechezkel wasn't saying these guys thought up this thing about bringing money. Jews always went to the tzaddik. They always went to the Navi with a gift. Yechezkel Navi's time is that they're phonies and that they're liars and they're cheating and taking money from poor Jews. But it was a davar pashut that Yidden went to the Navi, and that's what the Ran says. They went to the Nevi'ah Emes. They went with money. They went to gifts. They went to give a pidyon nefesh. They went to give gifts. And second, which that is, you see, with Yitzchak Avinu, why doesn't, you'll see, he brings down why that's not brought down. You see, by Yitzchak Avinu, the Esav brought him a meal. It was a davar pashut for a bracha. For a bracha, you bring something in the Olam HaGashmi to the tzaddik. So davar pashut. So he says, Zahayah minig v'vada gam b'nevi amas. But the true levim, that was certainly the minig also. The lulay shahayah minig kain, because if that wasn't the minig, the chisal k'daitach shiit al Yisrael ach nevi ha-sheker. The Ran says, if that wasn't the minig, the Jews would know right away, who are these guys that they're charging money? What a strange thing that some guy says he's a Navi and he's taking money from me? Nobody ever takes any money from the Navi never took any money. So that's not true. The Ran says it was Pasha that what? That the Navi, that they brought money to the Navi, to the real Navi. They brought money and they brought gifts. Hello, Lamari name Ashimavakshim Maskaris. Masha Enke Navi Amis. Because if only the Navi Sheker were taking money, so that everybody would say, well, how come these guys are taking money? We never have to bring money to any Navi. So it must be that the Nevi'ah Sheker conducted their business the same way the Nevi'ah Emes did. And in the Nevi'ah Sheker, it was understood that when you come to the Navi, you bring something. Because it was clear to Jews, and it was always the minig, that when you would come to the Navi for a bracha, or to daven for you, you brought him something. It must be that even the Emes and Nevi'im, the true Nevi'im, that they what? That they accepted gifts. And we see this, that when Shaul HaMelech, Kishaholach El Shmuel, Bikesh Litein Lei Matana, he came, when Shaul came to Shmuel HaNavi, he came and he wanted to give him a gift. Hagam Shmuel Kibel. Lamaisa, the Navi tells us that Shmuel turned it away. But that was only an inyan by Shmuel. Why? Kimida Cheres Haiseloi Kamei Shomer Rabbi Senazal Harayches Shloi Lahenis Al Yehenik Shmuel Haramati. Shmuel Hanavi had a thing in his life. He's not taking anything from anybody. That was a special thing by Shmuel Hanavi. That's why the Gemara says that there are some people that they don't want to have any hanav from anything in this world, from anybody in the world. Like Shmuel Hanavi. I can't say that, but Shmuel Hanavi. But it was obvious to Shaul HaMelech that you don't come to a Navi empty-handed. Shmuel Hanavi said, I don't take. But that's how Shaul came. Mashma, Davke Shmuel Hayemin Hagai came. That Davke Shmuel didn't take. V'chein Timsa Beishas Yeravim K'shahal Chalachi Ashilayni. And we see also, when Yerubbaal's wife came to the Navi, Tachia Shilaini, she also came. It was partial. She came with a gift. Mizet Tishpoi, Shagam Neviya HaEmes, Kein Hayim and Hadam. That what? That it was partial. That's how the, that's the, that was the minig always, that when you came to the Navi, you brought something in the Olam HaGashmi, a gift to the Navi. Wait some more.
How does it work with the same like on a Zichyu, even by a Tzadik, to take that type of money?
It's obviously something different. It's not in violation of that. And you just like nobody asked by Yitzchak, I never saw anybody asked a Kasha by Yitzchak Yavina. It's not a Kasha. It's a different Bechin. It's something else. It's not a Matana. It's a pidyon. It's not the same thing. It's not a regular gift. I see the word, but that doesn't mean that the tachlis of it is not the same tachlis. Sayin matanis yichya, without going into that halacha right now, there are times that when the person takes the gift, it's the biggest chesed in the world, right? It's the biggest chesed in the world. You know that. Somebody loves you and he wants to do something for you to say, I'm not makabling your matanis, so it would be like putting a knife in him. So we're not going right now to the halacha, that inyan of Sayin matanis, which certainly, I spoke on a Friday night about 6-7 years ago, certainly an inyan that requires discussion, but it's a different bechina, because there are exceptions to that rule. And the tzaddik certainly is Sayin matanis. Nevertheless, for the sake of that Jew, the tzaddik is prepared to go down and to accept this, which is really more giving than accepting. It's an act of giving, not accepting. So this was obviously, this was the minig of the Nevi'im. So the Nes also says, he's bringing the Ran. It's a strange thing. There are people still that are not Hasidim, whatever, and this is one of the things that they always are making fun of. They're always making fun of. It's a strange thing. Ahu, so he explains, the Ran explains, the Yine is Baidus Latvila Unavua, in order that there be his Baidus for Tvila and for Navua, remember, the person's coming to the Navi, to the Tzaddik, so that the Navi should be able to meet, and that the Navi should daven for him and give him a good bracha. So that means that the Navi has to enter into a state of his baididus. He has to bring himself into that place of Navi's. Sarach lahagbir seichel, and in order to do so, he has to strengthen the seichel, concentrate at the seichel, the neshama, that part of himself, the panemius. Ulahakten hachomer hagas, and he has to lower the volume of the physical world. Lekabel shefa eloki, in order that the navi should be able to be open to receive the shefa eloki, the godly influx, that koyach, ba'achonas moichin de gadlus, to come to a state of moichin de gadlus, of great, great awareness. V'negas es achayme moishach achor. The gases, the heaviness and the thickness of physical life, is moishach achor, is drawing a person away. So that the mind cannot stay focused on the Rabbeinu Shlalom. The physical world draws people into their taivas, into this world, into desires. Alkein Eitza Yehutza. Therefore, the Ran says that they used to give to the Navi something physical, a gift, money, or food. Something that will be appealing to the body, some food or some money that will be appealing to the chaimer, to the physical chaimer. And that way the chaimer is busy and happy. The body is happy. Like there's a famous thing with the Talmud, the meaning of Einik Shabbos. That's the meaning of Einik Shabbos also. That the body is now taken care of. He's having his little indulgence. And the soul, the moichin of the Navi, of the Tzaddik, is now free, lizboide de lispalo, to be misboide and to be mispalo. The body got it. It got its si'ir lazozo. It got its little bit. And then the neshama is able to be left alone, and the Tzaddik is able, the Navi is yet yanichel lizboide de lispalo. And the Ran says, this is similar to the Inyan, like the Ramban explains, with the Inyan of the Seir of Yom Kippur, that's thrown off the mountain. That means that the other side is given its Inyan on the holiest day of the year, such an Avayda of the Seir Lazazel, that the other side, the side of the Klipas of this world, the side of Asif, is given epis something to munch on, to be busy with. The dimyan hasayrus shibetvil, and this is also the inyan of the hair of the tvil, that come out from the tvil. That's a funny thing, what's the doing? The chlal that the tvil is made from the hide of an animal, and that right next to that, right by the shin, that should come out. That should come out the string. Zet toichen divaheran. The Nesas says zet toichen divaheran. Uchvayd adoni mori v'rabi harav hakadosh mareinu harav Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak. That's the Chayzim of Lublin. Dibe b'kodshim. And Esasi says that he heard from his rabbi from the Chayzim Lublin. The ha'inyin hu, that the inyin is, the voy ish l'espalol al Hashem Esbaruch ba'ad chaveroi. Hine yechoshev l'azuz chasosho. When the tzaddik wants to daven for another Jew, it might seem like a little bit an az is a chutzpah. What are you davening for him? Who do you think you are? Why don't you let your friend daven for himself? Al karcha chula kabel dai ruach yisera b'cha sh'ata hogan b'einecha b'yoyisim ha'chavercha l'spal ufnei b'racha. You think you're better than your friend, that you're davening for him? Al kein ha'etzei yutzalikach eze schar al zeh. So the Chayzer said, therefore, it's good to take a little bit of payment. Schar also. That the person who comes to the Tzaddik Davin gives him some money. The Imkain who tshuva b'fnei makatrigin. The Shvil Zani mispalo. I'm not better than him. I'm davening because I make your panosa from that. I'm not better than him. The Shvil Zani mispalo. Shani shliach shishilmu maskurti. I'm just a shliach that Yid could daven fine on his own. And that Yid is paying me. Paid me that I should daven. Shani shliach shishilmu maskurti, that they paid my salary. Muchiyav ani lasa shlichusi. What am I going to do? I have no choice. I have to do my shlichus. I'm getting paid for this. Ubenyin hazeh mitam hazeh, and this inyin, and for this reason, yesh mokim lahamlitz gamken avur haloichim maskaris lespalo. We could also, even though they're not all tzaddikim, obviously, but they're talking about until not tzaddikim, but by a Baal Tefillah who gets paid, l'spalo, or l'skar, or somebody blows the shofar for money, miyom neroi, there's one catch, u'b'l'vachet tehei kavanosel m'shem shamayim. As long as the kavana is entirely l'shem shamayim, nearly. And it says nearly. So it seems that there's a comparison with the Baal Tefillah and the Baal Tekiyah, that they're taking money, which is an odd thing, that they're getting paid as shluchim. They're getting paid. That there shouldn't be a kitrug, the Chayzer says, Who are you? What are you? Are you davening? What's the matter with him? Are you davening? Who are you to daven? So there shouldn't be any kind of a kitchrig. So by taking money, it's also the shlichus, I'm getting paid. As a shlich, I'm pouring my heart out to do the best I can, because that's all I got paid to do. I got paid, and I'm better. So he's saying here, really, the two things that the Bnei Sos was bringing are connected. What he's saying from the Ran is a very deep thing. Mitzvah, next week we're going to review this for a minute, and then we're going to look at Zion. We're going to look at just a little bit more from the Bnei Sos, and then we're going to see from the Aruch HaTzadik, from the Naim HaMelech son of Blazer.